Hello and welcome to the Sales Technology Training Call. This is Rick Cooper. Thanks for joining me today. I've got a great call planned for you. Today's call will include 30 minutes of content and 30 minutes of Q&A. You can check your email for a copy of the notes from today's call. To ask a question or to share a win, you can email me at rick@socialmediaoutcomes.com. And a great place to be on the internet during the call today is out in our Facebook group, and you can find the link in the email message that I sent out earlier today. Click on that link and then go out to the group. You can also just search for Sales Technology Training Program on Facebook, and you can also add it to your make it easy to find. That will show up in the navigation bar on Facebook. Now, remember that you can also access the recordings of all the calls by going out to our membership page. And again, that link is in the email message that I sent out earlier today. The Sales Technology Training Program is a 12-week program that's designed to help you implement systems online to generate leads and earn sales. And there are 12 modules of content. And we also cover a number of different technology tools that can help you to get into action. And today we're going to be talking about one of those tools, and that is around e-commerce. E-commerce is a great way to generate additional income in your business, and we'll get into that topic in just a moment. I wanted to take a moment, though, and invite you to participate in a contest that I have going on right now. And so I welcome you to participate in this. This is a great strategy that will allow you to be able to generate content online to attract people in. This is great if you want to implement lead generation systems in your business. And so the way it works is that I'm hosting an article marketing writing contest. And this is through the end of October. So we've got a couple weeks left in the contest. Now is a great time to sign up. And you can to participate, it's really simple. All you have to do is write an article and submit it. And so I'll explain instructions on how to do that. In fact, I've got a webinar that's coming up on October 15th. You can either watch it live or you can get access to the recording afterwards. Well, let me give you the link where you can go out and find more details about the article marketing contest. You can simply go to socialmediaoutcomes.com/articlecontest. socialmediaoutcomes.com/articlecontest. Go there now and fill out the form to get more details and participate in the contest. Super simple. I encourage you to participate in that. All right, let's dive into our topic for today, which is on e-commerce. E-commerce simply means using the internet to make money. That's it. And there are e-commerce systems which help you to collect funds to be able to generate income online. And, you know, ultimately you want to be able to include those links out on your website where people can click and buy. It could be something simple as including a PayPal link, or it could be something more complex where you're including a link from a shopping cart system where people can click, fill out the details, and then they'll go into your shopping cart system, and that way you can have more information and be able to follow up more consistently over time. Now, when you start working with e-commerce and looking for ways to generate income online, you're going to find that there's one skill that you need to develop that will help you to be more effective online. And that skill is copywriting. Copywriting is the skill of writing persuasive text, also known as copy, to convince buy. And so when you learn how to write copy, it's going to help you to get into action to be able to generate more sales online. And, you know, writing is a good skill to have in business. You know, more so now than ever before, you need the ability to write. And the more that you write, the better you're going to get at it. By the way, copywriting is also very similar to the skill of scripting. Scripting is usually for the written word, where you might be giving a presentation and you develop a script to be able to use. But the same process of persuasion and influence for scripting is often used in copywriting itself. Now, as we're going through the call today, I want to encourage you to share your takeaways out in the Facebook group. In fact, let's set a comment goal for today to have 25 comments on the call today, 25 comments. So feel free to post and share what you're learning today. Alan Murphy posted out in the group and said, article writing contest, and also e-commerce is using the internet to make money. Awesome. So keep on sharing. Let me talk about some of the components to generate sales online. What does it take to actually generate sales online? Because here's the opportunity. the opportunity is, you know, you may have heard of this statement, which is to make money while you sleep. Make money while you sleep. It sounds like one of those classic statements, you know, that's intended to, you know, get people to purchase. I mean, it could be a copywriting statement that's used to get people excited about something. But the fact of the matter is, it's possible to make money while you sleep. If you set up online systems, then those systems will work for you even when you're not working. And that's the key, right? That's the key in creating leverage. You want to create leverage online. And the best kind of leverage is where you can implement something once and then have it work for you over and over and over. That's the power of using systems in your business. And especially automated systems. Wherever you can implement an automated system, then it allows you to be able to do things automatically over time. It's like having somebody opt in on a web page. It's one thing to have them opt in. It's another thing that once they opt in, they receive a series of messages from you automatically, messages that you've already written out that have a specific intent and purpose. See, part of leveraging sales technology tools is understanding what capabilities that you have. The systems that you might have today might not allow some of these capabilities. Step back periodically and evaluate what you're using and say, is this good enough? Do I need to upgrade or move up to something else that will give me more capabilities, more opportunities? So some of the components that you need to generate sales online are a website. I mean, that's a pretty simple, basic tool that you need is a website. And ideally a website that's also a blog, because you want to create more opportunities to attract people to your site. And a blog can do that, because with a blog, it allows you the opportunity to be able to share content online. And so by sharing content, it attracts people. Another component that you need is a sales page. There are a number of different ways that you can have people purchase online. One example would be what's called an online store. So if you think of something like Amazon.com, that's an online store. It's an interconnected site where you can go and search for products. And some people try to do this, some companies try to do this with their business, have an online store where people can kind of shop around, but it doesn't work the same way as Amazon. I mean, for one, Amazon's just a master at it. Amazon.com collects a ton of information. They know what types of things that you purchase, and so they have strategies that will help you to purchase more of those types of things in the future. So what does work well for small business owners and others is to have a sales page. And a sales page is a web page which is optimized to generate a sale of one product, one service, one program, or a package or a bundle. And so it's creating a compelling offer for something that you can sell online. And then you send people out to that page. And we'll talk about that a little bit later on the call today. Now, of course, you need copy. Copy refers to words that are persuasive and influential. And there might be multiple places that you need copy. On every single web page of your site, you probably need some copy. Now, blog posts typically are more content-oriented. See, content and you have copy. Content is information that adds value. Copy refers to words that are persuasive and influential. And so most of what you have on a sales page is going to be copy. Most of what you have on a blog post, in fact, all of it, might be content. You also want a purchase link. You want to have a link where people can click and they can purchase. And one of the best practices is to have that purchase link actually be connected to a button, like a big button that says buy now or order now or register now or enroll now, something like that. And there are different options. You can play around with it. One of the things I want you to do is to become a student of sales pages. I want you to pay attention to the sales pages that you see online. You can borrow a lot of ideas from other sales pages that are out there. I encourage you to collect a list of sales pages that you come across and then go back out to them periodically and read through those web pages and think about what makes them persuasive. And then you could borrow those ideas when you create your own sales page. Do you have something to sell online? Now, you might be representing a company. You might have a company that already has a web page where people can go out to. And that's okay. You could implement strategies to get people out to that web page. It could be that you need to have a conversation with people before they sign up. Well, you can still share a sales page where somebody can go out to it. You could also have a sales page before the sales page. So maybe you have a sales page on your own website, which has details, and then where they can request more information. And then you could follow up and have a conversation with them. That might be another technique. Now, you may or may not need a shopping cart. You could use, for instance, to purchase. Although if you want to do something with recurring payments, there might be another option you have to upgrade to within PayPal to be able to allow you to do that. With a shopping cart, you can also you can integrate PayPal in. You can also integrate a merchant account in. So if you have a merchant account where people can use a credit card to purchase, then you can tie that into your shopping cart where people can purchase directly with a credit card, for instance. Now, once somebody purchases, there's a couple things you need to do. One thing I recommend, a best practice, is to send people to a thank you page or a success page. So after they purchase, send them to a web page where it gives them more details. It might include links out where they could download something if you have an electronic product that you're offering. Another thing to do is to create an autoresponder email that goes out after they purchase. And again, if you're using something like PayPal and they purchase, then this is not going to be automated. You'll have to go in and check your orders on PayPal, and if you get an order for somebody, then you'll have to follow up manually. Or if you have a system that has autoresponder set up, you'll have to manually subscribe them to the autoresponder. So those are some of the components there. And again, you might have other web pages that you tie out to where they can go get access to additional resources. You could use an autoresponder series. You could have a series of messages that go out after people purchase. So you just want to think about what it is that you're offering, how many different types of things you have, what kind of follow-up is necessary. You might also want to offer to schedule a follow-up appointment with somebody after they purchase. If you have a complex product or service, then you might benefit from having a personal conversation with them after they purchased. That helps them to better understand how to make use of what it is that they purchased. So what is a sales page? A sales page is a web page where the only option is to buy a product, a service, a program, a package, a bundle. An example of one is salestechsystems.com/tech. Salestechsystems.com/tech, and that's a web page where you can go out and sign up for the sales tech or for the sales technology program. So you can go out there and check out that page. Now, I want to run through the break down the components of a sales page so you have a sense of what it is that that you can find there. Before I do that, I just wanted to pop out there real quick onto the Facebook group and just check in here. Looks like we're up to about 11 comments, and it looks like Alan's leading the charge out there, sharing details. So thanks for doing that to Alan. I'll go back and read your comments a little bit later, but I want to continue on sharing the content for now. So let me just run through and break down the sales page that I gave you a few minutes ago, and I'll just walk through that. So at the top of the sales page, you have a couple options. One of the options is that you could use a banner or a header. And this is a best practice. One of the benefits of a header is it creates a nice graphic feel for your sales page. So I usually put the name of whatever product or program that I'm offering. I put my picture, I put my name, and any other relevant details. And that allows you to be able to position yourself as an expert if you want to, or describe what type of product it is that you're offering. Below the header, you have the headline. And the headline is composed of a couple different components. Typically, there are up to three different components to the headline. There's the pre-headline, the main headline, and the sub-headline. The pre-headline comes before the main headline, and the sub-headline comes below it. What you'll often see in a pre-headline is a statement about who the audience is for a specific product. So in this case, this is attention, sales professionals, network marketers, coaches, public speakers, and small business owners. So if a person falls into one of those categories, then they say, oh, I'm in the right place. If they don't, then they might say, well, I wonder if this still applies to me. And that's okay. The main headline should have a statement about what it is that you want them to do and what benefits that they might get. The subheadline often has some kind of a statement that will help to create urgency or scarcity around the product or some additional information that you want to put up front. Then after the headlines, the next component that you have on a sales page is just the copy, what I refer to as body copy. It's, you know, just what comes in between. And, you know, there will be copy throughout the sales page. Now, some people like to have a short sales page. Some people like to have a long sales page. There are different formats. On top of that, there's also a concept known as a video sales page, where there are very few words at the top of the page that people can watch. And then usually at some point, a button appears where they can click to purchase. So that's another technique as well. So what should you be doing in the copy? Well, one of the things you want to do is you want to talk about the benefits. How are people going to benefit from purchasing this product or service or program? What are they going to get? How is it going to help them? How is it going to make their life or their business different? Another thing that you can do is you can break down the components. What are the components in this product? And not every pack is going to have multiple components to it. So what you want to think about is, you know, how can you break that down or explain it in a way where people get a sense of what it is that they're going to receive? And by the way, one of the best practices that you can have is that you can offer a bundle package together. And what that means is you take a couple things and put them together. Individually, the components might not be worth a whole lot, or let's just say when you combine them together, it creates a higher perceived value. See, part of what you want to do on a sales page is create an irresistible offer. You want to create an irresistible offer. You want to have something where people are interested in it. They're compelled. They're motivated. They want to purchase it. And so by creating a compelling offer, then it gets them excited. It gets them interested. You've probably heard the statement, sell the sizzle, not the steak. Sell the sizzle, not the steak. So one of the benefits of a sales page is you can bundle in other components which make your product seem more exciting and make it seem more interesting. Like, oh, I want to get it just for that. It also allows you to kind of broaden the base of benefits, how people are going to benefit from this overall package. Now, one of the nice things about a sales page is it allows you to really drill down at a detailed level. So, for instance, for the sales pages I create, like if it's for a program or something like that, I will list out all the modules. I'll break it down. And here's something to think about. Some people like to read all the details. Other people don't. But so you have to think about your individual audience and think, you know, who are the people that you're trying to reach? What are their preferences? It could be that many of the people that you reach don't like to see the details, in which case you can keep it simpler. But if you have it available, then it's going to appeal to the people who are interested. If you don't have it available, then they're going to feel like something's missing, like they don't have enough information. And in general, you don't want to make them have to go and find that information elsewhere. The whole purpose of a sales page is to put everything on one page, give them everything that they would possibly want to know about. And again, there are different perspectives on this. There are people who like to have what are referred to as long copy sales pages and others that prefer short copy sales pages. So you have to decide what will work for you. And as with anything in marketing, one idea that you can consider is then it might benefit you by thinking about testing it. How can you test what it is that you want to try out? You know, create multiple sales pages and then drive traffic to them over time and see which one produces better over time. And that's ultimately, you know, the best approach in marketing. If you have the time, energy, resources, money to be able to get enough people to a page in order to make a reasonable assessment about the results. And that may not be possible. You might not be able to generate enough traffic or enough visitors to a site to be able to determine that. Or you might be getting visitors and they're not actually purchasing. That might be another possibility as well. Now, let's talk about some other actually, let me continue on with the sales page. So another component of a sales page is to list the value. What is the value of what it is that you're offering? It's very possible that, you know, the what you're offering. Well, first of all, pricing is a tricky thing to figure out, because one of the things you want to do, a best practice, is to be able to do a drop sell. A drop sell technique is where you start with a higher price and then you drop to a lower price. And you'll have to decide exactly, you know, what the difference is in the drop sell. I mean, it could be that, you know, it's a 50% discount. Maybe it's, you know, almost 90%. You know, I've had some where I drop, you know, to 10% of the original value. What you have to think about is, first of all, how are people going to perceive the value of what it is that you're offering? Do they think that your original price is reasonable, or does it sound too high? Do they think the new price is reasonable or too high? And so over time, you'll be able to, you know, get a better sense of, you know, what is the value. Take a look at what other people are doing. And again, you'll have to look at your own industry. It could be that in your industry, a lot of people are using these strategies. It could be for your industry, they're not. So you have to take a look and say, you know, what is, you know, what's reasonable for the industry that I'm in. And that will allow you to make some adjustments and fine-tuning over time to find that right fit. And once you find that right fit, then that gives you the opportunity to be able to communicate your message more effectively and realistically. And it's something where you can experiment over time. It doesn't have to be something where it's, you know, set in stone and permanent. You can change up your offer from time to time. So think about what you can do over time that will help you to tweak it and to adjust it. Another component of a sales page is to include testimonials. Do you have a testimonial from someone? Think about what you can do that will demonstrate what benefits that you have to offer people. So seek out testimonials on a regular basis. Also, another best practice is to include a photo and a bio. A photo and a bio. Another component of a sales page is a money-back guarantee. Do you have a money-back guarantee? If not, you might want to think about creating one. That might be a good way to be able to reduce the risk. Part of what you want to do in the sales process is reduce the risk. Make it easy for people to say yes to. And, you know, one of the challenges, by the way, with a sales page is that in many cases you don't know who's going out to the sales page, and therefore you don't know whether they took action or not. And so what you can think about is you can track it. There are ways that you can track it through Google Analytics, for instance, but it's hard to know exactly who did what and, you know, how you could follow up with them appropriately to encourage them to take action. So with a money-back guarantee, it simply reduces their risk. because then they know, well, even if I, so I can try it out. If I'm not satisfied, then I'll be able to get a refund. So it makes it almost a no-brainer. As long as they have the money available to purchase, then it makes it easier to say yes to. Another component of a sales page is to recap the offer. Because, again, some of the people might be drowning in the details. So as they scroll down, if they haven't read the details, then you can recap, tell them the components again, tell them what the values are, sum up the values, tell them what the total value of what they're going to get is, and then do your drop sell. Drop the price to whatever it is that you're going to offer. Another component to a sales page is a bonus. You can offer a bonus to people. And then finally, you have the call to action. Now, you can actually have multiple calls to action on a sales page. So you can have a couple places where people can click and purchase. And you could either have a link that leads directly out to the shopping cart, or you could take them lower onto the page to where they could purchase. It's up to you. But just think through that process and think, you know, where are people likely to make their decision about what to purchase? Where can I include links? All right. Let me go ahead and switch gears for a moment. I want to pop out onto the Facebook page and read some of the comments out there. All right, let's see here. It looks like we're up to 18 comments. All right, Alan said, copywriting is important. Words written to persuade and influence. Absolutely. Alan Murphy said, make money while you sleep by leveraging the internet and by using automated systems. Absolutely. You know, I just worked on implementing a system last night and today. And, you know, typically when you implement a system, there's a lot of work that's involved. There are multiple components. And so think of any system that you create as a project. It's a project. So break it down. Make a list of the different tasks. Work on it. And it's a good idea to work on one project at a time. That's not to say that you can't start multiple projects, but at a certain point, to really get momentum and get to the point of completion, you're probably going to have to set the other things, put the other things on hold and just focus in on that one project to work it through to completion. And the faster that you implement, the faster you can start getting results as well. Alan said, is the technology you're using delivering what you need? Yeah, absolutely. You might have a technology tool that is functional, but it may not be giving you everything that you need. And so at a certain point, it might make sense to upgrade. And even if it's not, you know, if now is not the time to upgrade, think about when that time is going to be. Plan it out. One common technology tool that people like to upgrade is their email marketing system. Maybe the system that you're using today works in part, but maybe there's something else you want to move to. So then think, when do you want to make the change? 1 year? 2 years? Maybe 6 months? So think about it. Plan it out. What's it going to require? Usually when you're moving up from one system to another, it's going to require additional funds. It's going to cost more money. And so what are you going to do to increase your revenue in order to pay for that additional service? And then once you have it, how are you going to leverage it? Maybe there's some things that you can do today to start moving toward that. Like for email marketing in particular, maybe it's increasing the number of emails that you send out. Maybe it's writing more persuasive emails. Well, you can do that before you switch systems so that when you do switch, then you're already utilizing your email marketing system at a higher level than you were before. Alan said, a web page gives you a presence on the internet. Yeah, absolutely. And it's, you know, think of it as a platform. It's a place where you can add a lot of content over time. Again, if you're using something like WordPress, which is a great tool for creating websites and blogs, it really gives you a lot of capability to add more content out there. I know some people, they sign up for tools that are available through their domain host, It might be limited. It might allow you only 5 to 10 pages. You want to make sure that you're picking systems which give you flexibility to add new content and information and to where you control that. Alan says, a sales page lets people buy your product or service by creating a compelling offer. Absolutely, yeah. A compelling offer is very important. And here's the thing. When it comes to creating a sales page, there's a lot of time and energy that goes into it. So it's important to pick the right product to focus on. Maybe you have a couple products that you could create a sales page for. We can't implement them all right away, so which one is the best opportunity? Alan said, content is information, like in a blog post. Copy is used to persuade people to engage and buy. Absolutely, and you'll find copy in advertisements. It could be written advertisements like magazine, newspaper. Copy is even used in just small graphic ads that are used on websites, little banner ads that appear on there. And, of course, copy is used on a website, throughout the website in different places. And certainly it's on a sales page. It's also on a lead capture page. And it could also be used in email as well. You could have email copy. Alan says, after someone makes a purchase, send them to a thank you page. Definitely. Yeah, having a place where people can go to after they purchase. Number one, it takes away that fear people have, like they're going to purchase and then nothing's going to happen. So the first thing you want to do is you want to acknowledge them that the purchase took place. And so it doesn't leave them hanging in limbo. And by the way, one of the other things to think about is, are there some other steps that you want to take for people who purchase, such as sending direct mail? Maybe there's something that you want to mail out to them, thanking them or acknowledging them. Maybe you want to make a phone call to them. Maybe you need to do something like add them to a Facebook group if that's part of what you're offering. So make a list of things that you might need to do after somebody purchases. Alan says, a sales page is a web page where the only option available is to buy your product or service. Yeah, absolutely. The only exception to that is usually at the bottom of a sales page, you might have a terms and conditions or a link to a terms and conditions page and a link to a privacy page or privacy policy. By the way, if you have any questions, feel free to post those out in the Facebook group. Let me just do a quick check-in with where we are right now. And looks like we're still at 18 comments. Okay. So let me pause. I'll read some more of the comments posted out there in a moment, but let me share a few more ideas here for you. Now, one of the keys in implementing strategies and technology tools online to generate sales is to develop an online marketing strategy. How are you going to leverage online marketing tools in order to build your business? So you want a strategy and you want a plan. Ideally, you want some type of a written document. It doesn't have to be a permanent document. It doesn't have to be a 5-year plan. Maybe just for the next 90 days. Here are the things that I want to do online. I want to be more active on social media. I want to post this many times per day. I want to create a new lead capture page. I want to create a sales page for a product that I'm developing. Whatever it is, make a list of those different things that you want to do. Have a strategy and have a plan to implement that. Now, how do you integrate e-commerce into your sales process? Well, first of all, you can have systems that just work automatically to generate sales online. That's where all the actions are online. But you can also integrate it into your sales process as you're having conversations with people. You want to think about what can you do to talk to people individually or where you can communicate with groups of people. You can host presentations like a teleseminar or a webinar or a Google Hangout, and then lead people to a next step in working with you. But in a lot of cases, you may find yourself having to talk to people one-on-one. And so a sales page can absolutely be part of your e-commerce efforts in the sense that you might talk to somebody by phone, and at the end of the call, then you share a link where they can go out and click. So one of the tips that I'll share with you is while you're on the phone with somebody, if that's how you're communicating, make sure that you have one other form of communication online with them. At the very least, have email. But picking something where you have more immediate effect can also be good, such as sending a private Facebook message or sending a message on Skype or something like that. So at the beginning of your call, make sure that you connect with them somehow. You could say, like, while we're on the call, you might find it beneficial to be connected with me through Facebook. And that way, if I have something to share, I can share a quick link with you. And you might even have something that you can share up front to where you can share it and then have people click and go out and get it. So if you can get people out to the page, then by the time you get to the end of your presentation one-on-one with them, and then you're ready to send them to a sales page, that they're sitting on that web page already. They're sitting on their private messages, and they can just open it right up. So keep it simple. Now, that might also create the opportunity for a distraction. Just be aware of that. If you have somebody go out to Facebook, while they're there, they might be getting all sorts of little messages popping up and everything like that, but it could distract them from hearing your message. So just think about that. Could be that Skype might be a better tool, but not everybody's on Skype. Now, on your sales page, make sure that you also spend some time talking about the benefits. What are the benefits that you have to offer? How is it going to help them to improve their life or their business or whatever way that you can help them? Or maybe it's saving money or saving time or something like that. So break down the benefits and give some examples. Let me share some tips with you to drive traffic out to your sales page. So once you have the sales page up, then how do you get people out to it? Well, one strategy is you could send out an email. You could send an email out to people, and you could include the link to go to the sales page. I implement this strategy all the time, and I generate sales from it. Now, it's not something that you want to overdo. You don't want to beat up your list and send out too many messages with offers, but there might be a certain timing. You might want to, again, plan out your campaigns where you might offer something and think about what would be reasonable. And remember also, particularly through email, make sure that you're also delivering value. You don't want everything you send out to be a promotion. Make sure that you're doing things to add value. Another technique to leverage email to send people out to a sales page is to create an autoresponder series. And this could be a series that people opt into and they receive, or to where you manually add them to it. So, for instance, you could create a series of 7 autoresponder email messages. And see, one of the nice things about an autoresponder series is you can select when those messages will go out, like how many days after they originally joined that list will they receive those messages. Maybe it's on one goes out on the day that they opt in or that you add them to that list. And then another email goes out 3 days later, and then another one 7 days after the original date, and so on and so forth. Maybe this autoresponder series goes for 30 days. Maybe it goes for 60 days. One of my clients told me about one of her clients who had an autoresponder series that went out for 2 years. Think about that. And here's the thing. When you have an email autoresponder series, it's not just the copy or the content that's in the email, there might be other resources you're linking out to, like blog posts or videos. So there are more things that you need to create to complete the system. But you're going to benefit by thinking systematically, by working on projects, by implementing projects which help to expand, increase your visibility, and improve your results online. Another way to get traffic to a sales page is by hosting presentations like a teleseminar, a webinar, a Google Hangout, or even a video. You can have an online video and then encourage people to purchase. I mentioned that in terms of having a video sales page earlier. All right, let me head back over to the Facebook page. Read a couple more comments. Alan says, a header at the top of the sales page creates a nice graphic look and may describe the product. Yeah, absolutely. And again, you know, look for best practices. If you're in the habit of paying attention to sales pages that you see out there, copy the link, add it to a spreadsheet. Now you have a historical reference, something you can go back to and look at periodically. Now be aware, sometimes you might go back to a page and it's gone. Sometimes marketers only have a sales page up for a specific period of time. Sometimes I will create a PDF file of a sales page so that even if the web page goes away, I still have it. I have the copy and everything else if I wanted to use it for inspiration. And that technique, by the way, it's an example of what's called a swipe file. A swipe file is where you're borrowing other people's ideas. Alan said, under the banner is a headline that identifies who would benefit. For example, attention internet marketers. And he says, highlight the benefits, create an irresistible offer, think of bundling individual components together. Yeah, it's a matter of saying, you know, what can you put together into a package so that you have something that is more valuable than just offering one of the components individually. And you know what, this is part of the fun of business to me. And, you know, the people who have the most flexibility with this are people like coaches, speakers, trainers, and consultants. But even so, if you're in another field, you still might have some opportunity to create other things and bundle it together into some type of a package. But that makes it more cost effective. It also allows you to charge more overall. Even though it's cost effective, it's probably generating a higher sale than if you just sold something individually. Alan said, put all the info anyone would need to know on a single sales page. Yeah, exactly. And bring all the pieces together. Don't make them go hunt around and search for details or where can I ask a question? Can I call somebody? In fact, another technique that's often used on sales pages is to answer objections. So bring up the objection on the sales page and then answer the objection. Something like, you might be thinking to myself, wow, this is a lot of money. Well, guess what? If you purchase this product, it's going to help you to make money. Blah, blah, blah. So you bring up the objection, and then you answer it right there. That can be beneficial. And by the way, there are more advanced techniques. There are different tools that you can use to create sales pages. And some of them use techniques like you could have the objection, but it will only have the answer or the details appear if they click a button. And then it will just kind of slide in or pop in or something like that. So there are all sorts of little technology tools that can help to support this process. Alan said, list the value of what you're offering. Yeah, not just the whole value of what it is that you're offering or the whole price, but break it down. So if you're going to break out different components or elements of the offer, then price them individually. Because otherwise, if you just put the total price, then people kind of go like, yeah, right, you know, in terms of, you know, thinking what the price is. But if you break it down, then they go, oh, I can see, yeah. Like this one is, you know, $1,000, this one is $500, this one is $39. And so it starts to make sense. You can see, you know, which ones are have a higher value. Alan said you can use a drop sell technique and start with a higher price and then offer a discount. Yeah, and some people don't like discounts. So you just have to take a look and see if discounting will work for you. If you don't use discounts, I'll give you an alternate here. One of the things you can do is you can offer bonuses. So instead of having an original price and then, you know, here's the total price and then here's what you can buy it for today, you could, price things, not offer a discount, but then offer additional bonuses if they sign up. That's another way to do it. So it just depends on how you want to structure it. All right, and that's the end of the comments here. So we've got a few more minutes left on the call. Let me just do a quick check-in here. So let me just review my notes. Maybe there's a couple more ideas I can share here, and then we'll go ahead and wrap up. Let's talk about what makes a good offer for a sales page. What makes a good offer? Well, I think offers fall into a couple different categories. One would be for a specific product. Maybe you have some kind of a physical, tangible product that you can offer. Another is that you could have a digital product that you offer. So a lot of things that you might, that people might purchase online and download might be an audio, a video, or something else like that. And this falls into the realm of information marketing. So information marketing is about creating information that has value and then offering it for people to purchase. And by the way, an example of an information marketing would be an information product. Again, an audio, a video, even a book or ebook would be an example of an information product. Another type of offer would be a service. Maybe you have a service that you can offer where people pay and you're not delivering a product per se or a download, but you're actually going to do something for them. You're providing labor to accomplish something. So you can have a sales page set up to sell a service. Another example would be a program. This is used a lot, for instance, with group coaching programs. So coaches often coach people one-on-one, but many of them also offer a group coaching program. And that gives a way for them to work with more people at the same time, create value, and where others can also see the benefits in working together as well. So they see other people asking questions and then them responding back as well. And so they're, you know, you're getting the benefit of being coached yourself, but also getting the benefit of being coached, of hearing other people being coached as well. So think about what you can implement, what you can sell online. And by the way, if you don't think you have anything, think again. It's very possible that you have something that you can put together into an offer. And, you know, here's the thing. One of the things to think about is each sales page that you put up is a new online system for generating revenue. So I like to call it the buckets of money. Buckets of money. So when you create a sales page, it's like you're putting a bucket out on the internet to collect money. Now, this is not build it and they will come. This is build it and then drive traffic to it. So remember, you still have to implement strategies to market your sales page to get it out there so people can find it and then go purchase. But the strategy itself creates the opportunity to collect money. And so the more sales pages that you create over time, the more opportunity you have to generate income. So what can you create a sales page for? And how often do you want to create a sales page? You might want to set a goal. Set a goal. For instance, your goal might be to create a new sales page every quarter. Create a new sales page each quarter. That would be 4 times per year. The benefit of that is in 1 year, you would have 4 new online systems for generating revenue. That's pretty exciting. Now, for others, maybe that's too much. Maybe they only want to do 1 per year. But I want you to develop a mindset around figuring out what you can sell online. What do you have that you can sell online? And by the way, even if you're representing another company, if you have another company's products or services that you're representing, that doesn't stop you from creating your own product. You could create something super simple. You could sell a product for less than $50. Think about what you could create and offer. Think about your area of expertise. What is your expertise? What can you create and then offer? All right, let me do a final check out on the Facebook page and see if we've got any other comments out there. Then we'll go ahead and wrap up for today. All right, I'm heading over to the page, and looks like we're caught up. I don't see any new comments. So looks like that's going to wrap up our call for today. So, again, if you have any questions, go ahead and post them out there. I will go back and check afterwards. You can also send me an email message at rick@socialmediaoutcomes.com. I want to thank you for joining me on the call today. Hopefully you got a lot of great information about how to create a sales page. By the way, once you create a sales page, you can go back and make improvements to it in the future. is there something that you can do to optimize that sales page? See, when you optimize a sales page, you will increase the conversion rate. The more that you can do to optimize and improve it, the better it will become. And by the way, one of the simple things you can do on a sales page is just add some graphics. Add a visual component to your message. You don't want just strictly text on there. So if you can find some pictures that you can add, some royalty-free images, that can help to spice up your sales page and make it more effective. In fact, if you want a great resource for learning about visual marketing, how to use images in your marketing, I encourage you to connect with Susan Schlieff. She's an expert in visual marketing. She also knows a lot about creating PowerPoint presentations. So if you're interested in developing like a set of webinar slides, Susan is a great resource for that. So you can connect with her out on her website, which is at presentationswithresults.com. On that note, let's go ahead and wrap up. Thanks for joining me on the call today. I look forward to connecting with you next week. Have a great week, and God bless.